So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Breaking news right out of the box. We have to hear from the Madeline Deans, the Mark Kellys, and others about the Constitution, constitutional law, patriotism, and America. Listen to this Fox News report just coming down, talking about former President Biden, his administration, how many airports they told you will take these illegals, and you'll take more and you'll be glad of it, despite the warning from the airports and others, taking these people on these flights. Remember all that, the ghost flights? You're really putting people at risk, other passengers at risk. We don't care. We are going to inundate America. That must be in the Constitution in the small print. I can't read it here. Get my monocle. It must be in the small print. Here's the Fox News report.
The Biden administration allegedly pressured airports to house migrants despite warnings it could compromise safety and put travelers at risk. That, according to a new bombshell Senate report that says the Biden administration directed federal agencies to find airport facilities that could be used as shelters or migrant processing facilities. At least 11 airports were allegedly asked to find space, including Chicago's O'Hare and JFK here in New York. All right.
All right, so we thought this was a limited number. They got caught at it. It just brings down the playing field here. The playing field in dealing with this whole thing with Mark Kelly and where this goes. So Senator Gallego, we told him yesterday he was jumping into the ring, but in an interview with Rachel Maddow last night, the senator from Arizona let it slip that he didn't get the script, underline the script, early enough. He had other things to do. That's why he couldn't participate. The script didn't get to him quickly enough, and he was just overwhelmed. He couldn't stick his nose in there for a minute, but he would have. And then he called Pete Hegseth a coward. Keith Olbermann has gone after Keith Hegseth's haircut. There's that. And Hegseth then fires back on Twitter. Hey, Mark Kelly, you might want to take a look at your medals. You have them out of order, and they're not in the proper rows. And if I were inspecting you, I would call you out on that. Oh, my God. Can you see if there's Senate testimony? Hegseth, Mark Kelly shows up in his uniform, and Hegseth dresses him down. Put them in order before I'm going to talk here. Oh, goodness. So this goes on. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And I'm predicting, again, that you're going to see this end up with a court-martial. That's exactly where this will take us. One other thing that I wanted to get into. The final hours for the H-1B visas that you can have input. The public has until midnight Eastern. Oh, wait a minute. It was last night at midnight to submit feedback on the Department of Homeland Security's proposed changes. There were over 12,000 comments about what should be done. I didn't have a chance to put it in, but I would have. Get rid of them. We don't need them. And the battle is over what President Trump has said about bringing in all kinds of talent. Should we just let people come in that are at the high end, or should we include the low end? Why are we bringing these people in at all? I know some of you feel it's incumbent upon you because President Trump sort of said something along these lines to defend it. We don't need them. We are the United States of America. We don't need them. All right. Henry may blanch at this. Maybe it's just my bias coming out. But in the NBA, there are a few, if any, of these European players that I think the NBA needs. I can find better guys out there.
No, I just completely disagree.
Okay. I know you would. I know you would. You're not looking at this realistically. But that's okay. All right. A few. But these teams, I feel, are inundated. Every one of them seems like they have to have two or three of these players. You mean Furkan with the Sixers?
Well, obviously.
I couldn't find a guy off the street to get hit at three.
Yeah,
try
no.
out, start right
he,
now.
He's an exception to the rule. I mean, there are. Well, there's bad Europeans the same way there's bad Americans.
Yeah, true. But I'm saying, though, maybe our talent net isn't spread. If I have to. And Furkan started sometimes.
Net. I mean, the Sixers couldn't scout a European if he came up and walked up to him and say, I'm going to average 50.
How does this guy start sometimes, though? Just as an example.
Incompetence. That was the Sixers.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm putting his face on the HB1 visa. This is what you don't want. We don't need it. I'll find you a guy right now. Let's go somewhere. Give me the money. We'll go and find him. All righty. 855-839-1210. A lot of economic news today. Employment numbers, not so good. But the core inflation, which is a big item, is a very good number. Henry's working over EJ and Tony in the back room. Usually he says, all right, Henry, stop it already. I know Don wants me. You don't have to be the fall guy. All right, I'm coming on. So hopefully we'll get him on to explain. But there's a ton of that information out there today. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. We're not over yet with the whole Mark Kelly thing. Gallego jumping into the ring. Eugene Vitamin jumps into the ring. He was a JAG officer. We have, we have State Senator Pennycook coming on later in the show. And Henry, what was her rank? Was she a captain or something like that in the military?
Oh, I know I'm pulling that up right now.
Yeah, okay. Stacey Garrity was a colonel, but we have people here locally that have experience with this in the giving of orders. And Philadelphia makes a very negative list, along with Berkeley and Fairfax County. That's the radical school system in Virginia. Philadelphia is now under federal investigation for anti-Semitism. I can cut off the investigation. They're anti-Semitic. They reek with it. They don't care. What you have to do with a school district like Philadelphia is come up with a punishment that makes them care. Because anti-Semitism is acceptable to them. It's acceptable to liberals. It's acceptable in various guises, certainly to progressives. So what's her rank?
State Senator Tracy Pennycook is an Army combat veteran. She served as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, three combat tours, Desert Storm, where she earned the Bronze Star in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, so we're going to talk with her about illegal orders. She was under fire and all that. How often do illegal orders happen? Let me give you the side question today. I was waiting to the proper day this time of year. There is something called the Toy Hall of Fame. Now, I love halls of fame. I've been to, I think, four or five of one sort or another. I'm trying to think what the most, I guess the baseball is the most impressive because that's the one we know. Mm-hmm. I just was going along with DJ and Luke saying, he doesn't belong here. He doesn't belong here. Get that plaque out of here. You got to make it very limited. Otherwise, it's not a Hall of Fame.
Oh, I agree with that.
I mean,
yeah.
Like if you hear the name Cole Hamels and someone says, is Cole Hamels a Hall of Famer?
He's up on the ballot this year.
I know. Stop it right there. You don't understand the Hall of Fame. Nice player and all that. But my God, you know, you got to understand the Hall of Fame. Well, we have an advanced statistic that said he did this, that, or the other. You're reaching for it. You're really reaching for it. All right. So we are looking for that all-time toy. Now, the Hall of Fame this year has, I think, 16 applicants. I think Henry was going to let a lot of them in. I think they only let four or five
in. It's
a year.
Strong class. I mean,
I think these are all 300 hitters. I think some of them are like 285 hitters here. But
they're 285, but they hit 500 home runs.
Well, and yeah, they belong in. So we're looking for the toy. It can be, I'll take a few off that are the old school. And then you can have the new school where there's more. The old school is harder to beat. They're enormous. Mm-hmm. Like the wagon.
Yeah.
That was one of the first inductees ever into the Hall of Fame. You can hardly beat. How are you going to beat the wagon? I mean, come on. You know. Yeah, but it's blah for kids. I'm just saying, though. It's an all-time toy. Trivial Pursuit, which I love, I would not put in the Hall of Fame.
I agree. That's.
I don't think that's in a kid's
It's one of the finalists.
Wow.
But it's a toy.
How is it a toy?
It's not a toy, it's a game.
It's a game. It's a board game.
It's a board game.
And wedges.
Yeah.
All right. You have to take this up at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably are spelling moop. That's why.
Yeah, the moops.
Yes. Right, so,
not the moors, it's the moops.
That is one of my favorite. Oh, no. Oh, I wish they had the guy actually come out of the plastic and rip it open and get at him. 855-839-1210. All right, Henry, what are you taking off?
Yeah, I'm going to take two off the board here. One good, one bad, because you said all-time toys, so I'm going all-time. I'm going all-time bad here. This would be this toy would get the Razzie of toy awards if it could. how many people here remember the Fushigi? As seen on TV toy, made you look like a magician. It was a metallic ball within a glass case, and it made you look like you could, you know, manipulate it, like it was manipulating gravity itself. If you ever got the opportunity to hold one of those, or your friend bought one of those, you know, convince his parents to do it, what a total ripoff. I mean, you have to have insane sleight of hand for that to even work, and for it to be marketed to like children, it was an insane thing. So
don't do this at home.
Yeah, if any parents wasted $25.99, you know, getting that to your house back in 2007, I'm sorry.
I will take one off along that vein. That is the all timer of that. Did we really live in an America where lawn darts were a thing?
Yeah.
And I think 11 kids were killed.
Yeah, shocker. Yeah.
I mean, in fact, Ralphie's son was killed by a lawn dart in The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
I don't know if it was. Forgot about that. It wasn't Tony's kid. I think it was somebody else.
No, it was someone else's, yeah.
Yeah, hit him with a lawn dart.
Bobby Bacala.
Wow.
Bobby Bacala, maybe, fooling around. All right, that's a good one.
And then the other one I'm going to take off. So I saw the finalist list that one of the toys going into this year, or one of the finalists, is just snow. Because obviously you can make snowballs, snow angels, snowmen.
Right.
So I'm just going to take off imagination. Using your imagination, going out in the backyard, you're playing wiffle ball. You know, it's game seven of the World Series. It's the bottom of the ninth. The bases are loaded. You're down three runs.
Yes.
Full count. What do? You walk up there and you hit a walk-off grand slam to win the World Series. And it's all up here in your head.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
Henry, going deep. Are you a pretty good hitter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All I could do is hit for power.
He's got the arm, so I mean,
I got the swing. Dan Mulligans, I'll tell you right now the challenge. I'll get Luke on, who's a scientist. You will not even see the splitter that I throw.
Oh, man, really?
It goes left to right, a foot and a half, and it drops at least a foot.
Oh, I love that.
You turn the wiffle ball over to
with the holes,
the holes facing this way, and you put your hand in it like you're throwing a curve, and it hurts your arm, but it's. It works.
I'm sure. Getting some of those pitches.
Just throw it like that, and it makes a ball. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love.
All right, mark that down, Kirk. Let's film that. It would be an optical illusion. People say you're making it up.
Don't leave it hanging, Dom.
Yeah, it won't hang. It's just impossible to hit. Well, I have to break the ball in a little bit, though.
Oh, you got to scuff it up a little bit so you get some traction.
I agree. We throw it on the ground 100 times before we play, but that's all. Kirk.
Okay, so I'm going to take two. One as a kid, which I loved. And I think every child did Lincoln Logs.
Okay.
The bucket, and you're not going to steal my imagination, but it was great building a log house and a log bedroom, or not bedroom, but you know, have this big gigantic log cabin. So that's mine, and that was my favorite. Second, I'm going to take off is Tickle Me Elmo. That was like
That's a finalist.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah. A little excited there.
The toy thing gets crazy here. Okay, Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo, yeah. So I remember I worked in retail years ago, and it was like bananas, the amount of parents reaching for it. So that's mine.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's all in the call now. If you never call before, everybody has a toy. I mean, I had a Hopalong Cassidy outfit when I was a kid. So
whoa.
Not a toy, but I mean,
whoa.
Oh, here, yahoo! All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. President Trump did what presidents do. He couldn't decide which turkey to pardon, so he pardoned Gobble and Waddle. Oh, my God. Why are this the turkeys? And they apparently say the ones that are the loudest are the ones that people usually pardon or spare from Thanksgiving.
Oh, smart turkey.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Okay, but Gobble and Waddle. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. So last night, this whole military thing heated up even more with this guy, Gallego, the senator, Marine, former Marine from Arizona. This will be cut 8. People are calling, and I'm one of them, saying this guy's got to be subpoenaed. They all have to be subpoenaed because he talked about the script that went out. Who wrote the script? When did they write the script? Why did they write the script? The thing they keep evading that places like the Inquirer won't ask, why now? What was it that triggered this? They just want to say, well, this was just your friendly reminder. It was a PSA. What are you talking about? All of a sudden, and there's a script. All right, here's the communication on the script.
Did you consider, why were you not part of this video?
Yeah, actually, so I was part of the first video. The second video is by the time the script got to me and it was in the middle
of
a lot was going on, I just didn't have time to actually record it, but I'm 100% in alignment with them altogether. This stuff happened. You know, it just happened not to end up being a recording. There's really no other... No 3D chess to this.
The logistics of human life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
Notice the CNN airhead there laughing about that because she's in on this with this guy. Wait a minute. What's the script about? Who wrote the script? Oh, I don't know. Well, then let's see if we can figure that out together. Look, Mark Kelly was played on this, is the way I view it. The architect of this is Elisa Slotkin, the senator from Michigan, the CIA. A lot of these are along for the ride, including Houlihan and all, but they're still going on the ride. So there was a script that was being passed around. Why were they doing that? Oh, just your ordinary PSA. Wanted to see if you wanted to do this. Not in a million years. Why now? We know exactly why now. Why is it so hard for the media to drill them down and force them, if they come on, to answer that question? Here is Willie Geist. I mean, you know, how does a guy still be called Willie? I think this guy's in his 50s. Don't you think it Bill or William or something? But it's Willie Geist this morning, talking about Republicans are making fools of themselves. Cut 16.
Illegal orders.
Can we just stop right here?
Very simple statement.
For a second, how stupid. Like, really, Willie?
Oh, yeah.
This is, and I have even Republicans saying, I can't believe how dumb we are. We continue to fight over the president's right to issue illegal orders. Yeah. And we're putting military heroes from the Democratic Party constantly on television, thereby branding the Democratic Party as a party of veterans, of CIA agents, of all the things that Republicans don't want Americans to know about the Democratic Party.
Mark Kelly, not only has a long career of service in the United States Navy, but also has been to space 4 times.
Right.
Oh.
He's an airman and an astronaut. And the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, who served himself as well, earned 2 Bronze Stars, is going to the mat to attack General Kelly for his suggestion that members of the military should not execute illegal orders.
Illegal orders.
The Secretary of Defense is calling Mark Kelly seditious for telling people in his military, Hegseth's military, to defy illegal orders. Is that the ground he wants to stand on?
No, it's not. And it's not the ground the Republicans want to stand on. They're making fools of themselves, pretending the American people are so stupid they don't see the word illegal. Illegal in that video.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we're talking about a president who, going back to 2016, said in a debate when the moderators, Donald Trump, you can't order your troops to do that. That's illegal. His quote was, they will do what I tell them to do. They will not disobey me. That's what leadership is about. Believe me. Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to shoot people in the legs. And his military said, you can't do that. He fired all of those people who told him no there. And of course, now he's saying he wants to use American cities.
Okay, so let's back up on this. Why now? Why all this bravery? They can't spell it out. We have to drag it out of them that this is about Trump and Trump is a walking illegal order. This is not a refresher course. The military knows that. It is incredible how they're spinning that. Now, I haven't seen the polling on this, how this polls with the American people, but I think they get it. that what they were trying to do here is interfere with the chain of command, open up another front with the military. And what's going to happen is some people at the lower level are going to be the ones that are triggered, get dragged in, and get court-martialed. Well, I think Kelly, and it's not General Kelly, he's Captain Kelly, I believe that was a rank, that he still has. He's going to go into a court-martial hearing or trial, I think even before the year is out, and we're going to see how they feel about this unnecessary, inappropriate call to remind us of something that everybody already knows. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get on board. This will be cut 18. Before we get to our guests, we'll take a couple calls. Here is Secretary Bessent, smart move. Who does he say right now is the leader? They're constantly hearing this question, who's the leader of the Democratic Party? Here's Bessent.
And Mr. Secretary, I had actually maybe a curveball, maybe not. It was a curveball, I think, for all of us. I was curious what your reaction was watching the meeting between the president and the mayor-elect of New York, Mamdani. We've talked about the mayor-elect, us on the air before, and some of the president's views about socialism and the like. It does seem like they were at least buddy-buddy on the issue of affordability.
Well, Andrew, I was in the room, and I think that you've got to have some admiration for a candidate who ran a campaign the way he did. It was a great, great campaign. He is clearly the leader of the Democratic Party now, and I think it speaks to how open-minded the president is that he invited him into the Oval. Senator Schumer never endorsed him. I don't even know if he's met with him. And President Trump wants the best for New Yorkers. I can tell you my impression of the mayor-elect is he's a young man with a lot of old ideas that have never worked. And point to one example where policies like his have led to anything other than a decline. But President Trump wants the best for the American people, and he hopes that New York will do well. It's easy to run a campaign, but the practical every day of keeping people safe, picking up the trash, making the subways run on time, we'll see.
All right, what is that? Mussolini making the subways run on time. He made the trains run on time. But he is the leader. Yeah, that's where this is going. That's the way to go with this. He is the leader. Make them answer for this leader. All right, side question. All-time toy museum, Hall of Fame. I think they decide before Christmas who are the inductees, and people bring them there. They're there. They actually have a museum. You know, I think it doubles as a paddleball court or something, but, it's
all
a natural thing. Yeah.
I still disagree about Trouble Pursuit. I'm not going to lie.
Take it up at the Hall of Fame. Take it up at the commissioners.
All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Good show so far. Because it's not affordability, it's military, I got nothing to add on your beginning segment. But I do have what I consider to be my favorite toy of all time, which was the Big Wheel by Mattel back in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is my cousins and I each got one. We were about 2 years apart from each other. Their neighbor got one, and we would go back down to a defunct tennis ball court that had no net, had the poles at either end. We would steal the municipal pylon cones, and we made a serpentine, and it turned out to be we would just play for hours, crash them together, break teeth, break whatever, but it was the best fun ever with clothes on.
Thank you. Now, that is a great call. That's bringing it right there beginning. That's a good line, too. I've used it myself at times. Absolutely true. The toy, I forget what town it is. Is it in New York? I don't know why Buffalo's in my mind. I could be off. But over the years, some program consultant once told me, oh, yeah, you got to talk about that around the holidays. People, everybody has one. I think that's right, too. The Big Wheel, though, is I think it's in the Hall of Fame. It should be.
It better be.
Yeah,
I'm going to protest.
That is a perfect toy. the dimensions of it. It's something people like. And then they put their little spin on it and what Gary did with it. Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. That all-time toy to you. I'm going to take another one off. Easy Bake Oven. Remember that in Seinfeld?
Yeah.
With that was a genius type of thing. Maybe it domesticated girls too much. I don't know.
And that was also popular. Yeah. I remember my gotten one for my daughter and Toys R Us.
Yeah, the Easy Bake Oven is definitely a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to talk with State Senator Tracy Penicuick because she had rank in the military. We were looking yesterday. We saw that Guy Reschenthaler, who comes on the show, Congressman, was a JAG officer. And we were looking to get somebody, as this issue just continues to dominate with all the back and forth that's gone on. Bottom line is, they know it. They dropped this in out of nowhere, and there was a script that was going around. That's what Gallego said. Who's behind the script? Who produced this? What donors are behind it? Why this? They refused to answer. They just cast aspersions. We know exactly why they were doing it now. They wanted to continue with the no kings thing and go after Trump. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. By the way, don't forget, we see a surge today. I know he put it up on his Twitter. Scott Jennings said, yo, Philly coming to town. So we'll see if he puts anything up about the Eagles or what else. I've told him, don't say cheesesteak. Don't put that up on Twitter, Scott. Don't do it. No cheesesteak endearment. Don't do that.
Don't pander.
But, yeah, that's right. Go to 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets December 9th. Going to be a heck of a night. We've talked to State Senator Tracy Penicuik on many occasions, and I don't remember getting too much into her military experience, but it's very much, to me, like Stacey Garrity. She was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, Bronze Star, Desert Storm, and retired with the rank of lieutenant colonel in the Army. And when we were looking over this yesterday, we thought, here's somebody who was in areas where there might be a lot of orders, a lot of stuff that, you know, is not necessarily debatable. You're in combat. The illegal order, did it ever come up? Let's go to the state senator on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, thanks for joining us. A happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, we should have run you in Jersey against Mikey Sherrill dueling helicopter pilots. You could do a debate in the air screaming at each other. I mean, that would work.
Yes, except I would know exactly where my $7 million came from. I wouldn't have to backtrack. If I have $700 extra in my checking account, I know where it comes from.
Yes, well, we definitely would tag you in with lines like that. So when you observe what's going on here, I've had on Alan West, people like that, and they say, even in rough circumstances, this illegal order debate is very rare, extremely rare. What's your experience?
So I have to agree. It is extremely rare that you would be given an unlawful order. It just very, very rarely happens, especially in today's environment with communications, you know, instantaneous, you know, up and down the chain of command, very rarely would it happen. The fog of war is real, where, you know, occasionally the mission shift is so great that, you know, you do question, is this the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? But very, very rarely is an order given that is absolutely illegal.
So when you see this, particularly we have a local in Houlihan here, and then Mark Kelly. I've been going under the theory that Mark Kelly was not the driver of this. We know there was a script now. Senator Gallego has brought that up. This is a stunt. It's a classic stunt. There's nothing happening at this moment that they could reference and then say, this is why we did it.
And you're absolutely correct. President Trump has not given an illegal order. And this is a publicity stunt. It's a political stunt by Democrats from both the military intelligence community as well as former military to say, you know, you can only lawful orders can to be followed. Well, every military person knows that. That's not a surprise to anyone. So all they're trying to do is ruffle feathers, make Donald Trump look bad. Donald Trump, you know, President Trump responded. Are we in high school? I mean, seriously, these people should be embarrassed. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
What do you make of, I make it potentially that Congresswoman Houlihan might be running against Fetterman or thinking about it ultimately, because this is the second stunt. She interrupted a Mike Johnson news conference. Now, if Johnson's up there with a bunch of Republicans, she can't get a response and she yells something. Well, but he's doing a news conference. It seems out of character suddenly that she's doing this stuff.
I have to agree with you. I think she's trying to get a little bit more attention on herself. Perhaps she is going to primary Senator Fetterman because, you know, God forbid he's actually working across the aisle. He's working very well with Senator McCormick for the best interest of Pennsylvania, which is how government's supposed to work. But, you know, this is kind of the typical behavior I see of Democrats like this. They want to stir the pot. They don't want to admit that things are working. They don't want to admit that, hey, you get more done when you work across the aisle. You know, they want to throw bombs and just blow things up and not work for the people of Pennsylvania. And I think it's disappointing. I really do.
One other thing, and I don't know your position on this, and I get some of the theory on it, but with Josh Shapiro involved in it, smacks to me, obviously, of here we go again. The largest that we've seen tax grant for the film industry, I don't know if you've seen this today, Senator, $49.8 million for TASC to be filmed, part two, I guess, in southeastern Pennsylvania. I'm always suspect, and you strike me as the type of person, too. When you hear one of these schemes, they say it's going to create 3,000 jobs. I think it's $194 million in revenue and all that. If we created all that, the streets would be paved with gold. It seems like winners and losers. That's an awful lot, $49.8 million.
And we are. We're picking winners and losers. And do we need to potentially motivate the film industry to come to Southeast Pennsylvania? Well, sure, absolutely. But do we need to give them tax breaks to do it? I don't know. I don't think that's the right thing for Pennsylvania. I don't know that that's helping the average Pennsylvania's life be better. And that's what I always look at when we're doing all these tax credits. How is that improving the mm-hmm. life of the average Pennsylvanian? Right. I don't know that it's helping anybody but the film industry.
Yes. And again, when I see these figures, they always pull this type of stuff. They're gargantuan. And just my gut says, no, somebody's throwing darts at the wall. There's no way that you're bringing that type of return to the average Pennsylvanian. A few people that supply whatever the winner is here stuff, they're going to benefit big time. And the trickle down is usually pretty minimal. And I'm suspect because Josh Shapiro, not that I know anything, I could see a cameo or something in there. You know, I'm sniffing that out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, he's gonna have a cameo somewhere, and he's gonna, you know, spout how wonderful he is to Pennsylvania. It certainly gives you a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it? You're kind of like, okay, so that's great, but how is that helping right. the average Pennsylvanian in Carbon County or in Berks County, you know, where I represent, in Northern Montgomery County? You know, Philly gets a lot of that, and how is it helping Philadelphia? I think it's smoke and mirrors. I really do. I think it's headline grab, and it sounds great for that minute, and then people look in the mirror and go, wait a minute, how did that help me?
Exactly. Yeah. What's imminent in your view? What's coming up? I guess we have a little bit of a legislative session. Is there anything particular we should know about?
So I will tell you, I have a Senate Bill 1050 that just came out of the Senate unanimously, and it changes, it closes a loophole in mandatory reporting. As you know, I do a lot of work with mm-hmm. AI, and we had the AI-generated child pornography bill that is now law, and we have, unfortunately, in both big cases, Berks County as well as Lancaster County, those mandatory reporters, because it was AI generated and created by a minor, they did not report. This 1050 closes that loophole. Hey, if you suspect or see a child with this on their phone, you must report. We want to protect those victims from being re-victimized again and again. And it really makes sure that mandatory reporters are covering and reporting everything, whether it's AI generated, actual, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. They've got to report it. So that's what I'm hoping that will be coming up on the House schedule in December, because it's the right thing to do to protect our kids in Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you for that. Have a great Thanksgiving. Where do we follow you on Twitter?
I don't know on Twitter. It's senatorpennycook.com online, and I believe it's Senator Pennycook on Twitter, too.
Well, we got to get you on Twitter. Come on now. Mikey Sherrill's got a head start here. We can't have the second race here. We're searching. My team is searching for a Black Hawk helicopter pilot who makes good common sense and would know if she made $7 million. So you fit the bill.
Perfect. Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot more that I think we should be worried about, that her two kids get into the Naval Academy with a 9% success rate for admission. There's a lot of concerns there, and there's no transparency, and I'm disappointed. But on to fight another day, I guess.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you. And thanks for your military service also. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Tracy Penicook. I didn't remember it was Lieutenant Colonel Stacey Garrity of the same. Let's tag her in with Mikey Sherrill. They want to do a helicopter pilot. We'll get a jet fighter pilot. Yeah. All right. Oh, I see a possible winner here. Probably on the Mount Rushmore of toys. 855-839-1210. And I see one that I think is more adult, but we'll see.
All right. Now I know where your head's at.
Yeah, okay. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push pound 1210. What I was referencing, here goes Joshie Shapiro again. I have the paper here somewhere. It's $49.8 million that we are giving in a, season two of TAS to be filmed entirely in southeastern Pennsylvania. It got a record tax credit. $49.8 million. The claim is it will create 3,700 jobs and inject more than $194 million into the Pennsylvania economy. Can you see these guys sitting around? Why not a trillion? You know, I remember there was all kinds of problems way before you got into talk radio, Henry and Kirk, you too, with the Greek picnic and what they did in downtown Philadelphia. There were always riots, stuff like that. And they would say, yeah, but they're bringing $100 million to Philadelphia and burning down half of it. Yeah. I mean, $194 million for TASC. Is there that much with the Delco accent, the whole thing?
We'll have to ask Suzanne Solby.
That's right. You know what? Yeah. Got to get her back soon. That was a really fun thing. But the projections on that and a $49.8 million credit. How much are they spending? What's the budget or something like that?
Yeah, how much of that is going to Ruffalo?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, how much does he make and how much does that help him? And again, it's great for Delaware County. Everybody's talking about the accent. Are they visiting Delaware County? See, Kane. Oh, it's hot. You got to be there right
they
now.
They do love just dropping places and people into that show.
I'm going to see Kane for the summer. Okay, there you go. Yeah, what town would you pick if it were quintessential, the Langhorn Sea Crane? I'm trying to think of which one would be Delaware County. What's the town?
I always think like Upper Darby.
Upper Darby?
Yeah.
Okay. Upper Darby strikes me as a little city. Springfield. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Delco Springfield.
Yes, Delco Springfield. Yes.
All right. Coming up, more of your calls. And Transportation Secretary Duffy says he wants travelers to dress with respect. He actually claimed people should not come in their pajamas to fly. Look, I'm on his side. I'm going to play at some of the stuff he said, but are people showing up in pajamas? Have you ever witnessed anybody in their pajamas?
Yeah.
You do?
Totally.
Oh, my God. Where were they?
I mean, you got to understand, I'm not flying like American here. I'm flying like Spirit and Frontier. That's like half the clientele.
They're wearing pajamas on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get comfy.
Yeah. I'm listening to Kirk here negotiate with a car. I don't know what that's
I don't know what's going on over
here. 855-839-1210. Coming to more of your calls. Oh, it is Pi Day today. Today's a big day. First of all, future home sellers. Now's a great time to start thinking about your 2026 home sale. The market is shifting. Do you know what buyers want for a faster and more profitable home sale? Diane Cardano is inviting our 1210 listeners going on right now to her free Thanksgiving Pie open house today, November 25th, at the Abington Firehouse from 9 to 5. You can pick up your free apple or pumpkin Thanksgiving pie and get a signed copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method, where Diane shares her newest strategy, smart marketing, strategic planning. Diane will also reveal insights on the 2026 market forecast, things like prices, mortgage rates, inventory. You don't want to miss this one. It's a great tradition. Diane says get that free pie and her new book, Smooth Sale Method. Enjoy lunch and desserts. Go to getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com or call 215-576-8666. Just RSVP there. They just like to know you're coming. 215-576-8666.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Special guest coming up at 1 o'clock. And Scott Jennings coming to town December 9th at the Colonial. Fabulous night. I'm just watching this guy all over the place. Just great common sense with a smile and pushback, owning the other side. You see it on CNN all the time. And the book, Extensive Time with President Trump and Elon Musk. And we'll take your questions. So hope you'll be there. The way to go if you're coming, get the meet and greet too. It's going to be fabulous. Loves meeting people. Loves, wants to know more about Philadelphia. And I just went easy on the cheesesteak stuff. No cheesesteak talk.
Go get a different. There's plenty of food here. Go get a roast pork sandwich. Go get a tomato pie.
I was going to say pizza.
Let's say pizza's fine. Tomato pie, sure. And he's not a drinker though. We got the bar there though, so we'll see what happens. I know I will be. Usually they bring it up on stage. You know that the royal silverware that we have, Henry. You might be in charge of that. I'm just saying, or Roe. Don't fight over it. Or Kirk, if
not
he's
everyone,
filming.
All at once.
There you go. That's right. Don't be fighting over it. Put down the beer. Get those tickets at 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Well, a lot happening. I'm waiting. It's amazing to me that Ukraine has agreed to the terms of the peace deal that President Trump put out. Because most people think, and I'm one of them, that those were not as amenable to Ukraine as they were to Russia. But Putin, we have a lot of work still to do. I mean, he's getting a lot more than imaginable. So if he balks at this, Trump is doing his best. He's gotten the Ukrainians to agree, which is startling. There actually could be something happening here, except Putin must feel, you know, Trump's going to have to tell him, you don't agree at this, there's going to be big trouble for you. I think that's the only thing in the end that's going to work here. All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
And I'm going to go with G.I. Joe.
Okay, why?
And I will tell you, G.I. Joe was never given an illegal order to carry out.
Yeah, not only that, when you talk about something identifiable, G.I. Joe, it's got to be in the top 10 toys without a doubt.
Yeah, I can remember getting G.I. Joe in 1978. That, an Evel Knievel Huffy. I tied him to my bike. I almost took the screen door off the door. I'm living in Passion Projects by the expressway. It's G.I. Joe. Plus, it could beat up Ken and Barbie.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, but Barbie, let's take Barbie off too. Yeah, Barbie is the all time.
I mean, got its own movie.
Just, yes, and just the clothing and the iterations of Barbie, and it has Ken as, you know, the secondary player there. Yeah, definitely. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the school board head in Colts Neck. I always love some of those jerseys. Colts Neck, New Jersey. They just passed something that may get them in hot water with the Attorney General and Mikey Sherrill. And that is, parents will be told if their kids are doing something like changing pronouns. Why is it making headlines? Because it's Jersey, and they come after you. That's why. We'll take more calls, though. G.I. Joe's a really good... I think he actually had a bike, and he was going down...
Oh, they had all types of gat. Oh, you're talking about Lance. Yeah.
Lance.
Oh,
yeah. The screen. Well, I know the Passion Comp.
There, the imagination kicks in right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you just took away.
Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. Jump on board.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.